Rick is currently out of town, but he had the opportunity to sit down and talk with one of the most decorated Olympians of all time. As a swimmer, she is a 5-time Olympian and a 12-time medalist. Here is Rick and the amazing Dara Torres.
We're less than 100 days to the Olympics. Are you starting to get a little butterflies yourself? And what's kind of your advice for all the other young Olympians that'll be competing in less than 100 days?
You know, that's the one thing I don't miss about competing is the butterflies in the stomach. That was always the worst. It's the best and the worst feeling, because it's the best knowing that you're nervous enough to go up there and do what you have to do, but you're also so nervous you feel like you're going to pass out or get sick to your stomach. So, you know, I definitely don't miss that feeling. I can completely empathize with the kids that are training for the Olympics right now and getting those butterflies, because we're only a few months out. But, you know, the advice I give them is just to enjoy the experience and have fun. I was 17 years old in my first Olympic Games, just finished my junior year in high school, and I couldn't really enjoy it because I was just this kid bouncing off the wall with too much energy and in awe of everyone else. So I tell them just to enjoy it. You know, you've done all the work to this point. Have fun.
There's probably nobody better to serve as a mentor than you. Did you have a mentor or someone you really got great advice or seeked out advice from?
My parents really were my mentors, and whether they knew it or not, I didn't go and seek advice from them, but I learned from them, and I'm very visual, so I learned by watching. But, you know, I was very honored and humbled that Team Kellogg's asked me to be the mentor for these 5 other athletes on Team Kellogg's, and, you know, hopefully my experience will help them along the way, too. I mean, they're all first-time Olympic hopefuls, so this is a very new experience for them.
Talk about how this partnership relationship with Kellogg's came to be.
Well, you know, I'm working with Kellogg's to celebrate the everyday motivation to help people reach their goals. And as you know, as an athlete, you're very much goal oriented. And when they asked me to be a part of the team, it was really a no brainer, especially with the fact that I knew that there would be younger kids on this team and really wanting to help them and share with them my experiences.
I know you've also been a big proponent of kids, you know, getting off the sofa, being active, the whole family being active. You think the Olympics will have some synergy with that? You think that there's always a bump after the Olympics with you know, people getting involved with sports or becoming more active?
Oh, I think there's definitely a bump in sports after something as prestigious as an Olympic Games. I mean, that even goes for a World Cup soccer and any other event. You know, you see what's going on out there. You see how much fun the athletes are having and see how hard they're working that. You just want to get out there and try what they're trying. I mean, Wimbledon comes around and I'm out there on the tennis court the next day. Not that it's a pretty sight, but, you know, I think that's just how human nature is. And it'd be nice to see when these Olympics come around, you know, more kids getting involved in the sport of swimming.
Yeah, the sport of swimming is pretty unique. That's really a sport where it really takes total dedication and, you know, really putting everything in your life kind of on hold as you get in those critical training periods. Is that kind of, you think, a little different with swimming than maybe, you know, basketball and tennis? You have the professionals where it's just kind of another day, another tournament. Swimming kind of unique in that fact?
Well, it is. And I think any individual sport like track and field, gymnastics, swimming, you know, you gear up for this one event every 4 years, and you spend your whole life training for this event. And so there's a lot of pressure on these athletes, and they just have to remember that they've done all the work just to go out there and enjoy it.
How has technology changed in swimming from when you were approaching your first Olympics to what we have now? I know nutrition's better, strength training's better, there's more other training technology. Are you kind of amazed by it? And what's the one thing that really surprises you?
I think the biggest thing for me, having been a swimmer, is how I started off in the 84 Olympics with the less suit, the better on your skin, because your skin is faster than your suits, to now the suit's almost covering your whole body because the swimsuit material is so much faster than your skin. And it's been fun to kind of watch that evolve over the years and look back on pictures of these, God forbid, like horrible swimsuits that we used to wear, and now they're just so sleek and cool looking. You know, obviously, training has changed a lot. I think, at least in the sport of swimming, it used to be about pounding the yardage. Now it's more about, you know, technique and maybe not doing as much yardage, but working on efficiency in the pool.
What sports occupy your time now, or what occupies your time? Are you still swimming? I know you mentioned tennis, and I saw maybe you you got behind the wheel of a race car recently.
I did. I was in a pro celebrity race, which was a lot of fun. But, you know, I just try to mix up my workouts. I mean, I did that when I was training. We just don't focus on being in the pool. We did a lot of cross training. So I like to do boxing. I go to bar method. I still swim maybe once or twice a week. I try to mix it up a lot so I can just enjoy it and not get too burned out on doing just one thing.
Yeah, I'm here in Atlanta. I'm here in Atlanta. The one Olympics you missed. We're celebrating 20 years since the Atlanta Olympic Games this year. Even though you didn't swim in Atlanta, what's maybe your Atlanta Olympic memory?
Well, I actually went as a spectator. That was my first time. I had swum in 84, 88, 92. So in 96 was the first time I was a spectator. And I got to tell you, I didn't like it. having that Olympic badge and being able to go wherever you want to go and then being a spectator and having to deal with crowds, it just wasn't as fun. But Atlanta put on a wonderful Olympic Games. And I'm sure everyone remembers Muhammad Ali running out with a torch and then Janet Evans too. And it was just, it was an amazing, amazing event.
How close do you stay in contact with your former U.S. Olympic or maybe from some of the other countries, the swimmers? Do you count them among your friends or acquaintances to this day?
You know, I think when you're in a sport as long as you are, as I have been, and swimming still into my 40s, you make a lot of friends. And that's the fun thing about being in the Olympic Games, because you're in the Olympic Village, you're surrounded by all different athletes from all different countries and all different sports, and you meet these great people. And nowadays you have social media, it makes it a little easier to keep in touch with people.
What do you think about Michael Phelps' chances for now 2016?
All I have to say about Michael Phelps is if he didn't think he could do it, he wouldn't do it. So I would say watch out to everyone else because I'm sure he will be on fire and this will be his last hurrah, I'm pretty sure. And he has a baby on the way coming too, so he's going to have his hands full, but I'm sure he'll do extraordinary like he always does.
Well, as we know with you, Dara, never say never. I know there's some other athletes that are partnering with Kellogg's as well. How can we follow along with you and with them and get ready for the Olympics?
Well, Team Kellogg's has done a wonderful job of putting together videos of all these athletes and showing everyone how they get started, what they do for their training, what their everyday life is like. And so if they go to kelloggs.com/teamusa, you can check out the videos, and they're just amazing. I mean, they're very inspiring, and even a couple will bring tears to your eyes.
Will you be covering the Olympics for a network in any way, Dara?
I'm actually going over for radio, so I'm really excited. I only have to work at night. I don't have to wear any makeup, put a baseball cap on, and I'm ready to go.
I won't say you have a face for radio, but... We're definitely looking forward to your coverage. We're looking forward to the swimming. We're looking forward to the impact that Kellogg's is going to make. And you're a delight, and we appreciate you coming on.
Well, thank you so much. And I'm very honored and humbled to be a part of Team Kellogg's. So thank you.
They should be honored to have you as well. Thanks, Dara.
The Modern Life Podcast Network focuses on technology, lifestyle, business, sports, and culture. Our modern lives can be hectic, demanding one day and relaxing the next. Our hosts discuss the issues facing our modern lives and provide the answers and ideas to make the journey through life and business a bit easier. Find your new favorite podcast at modernlifepodcastnetwork.com. Modern issues, modern discussions.